Tyrion was never much use in making a camp or breaking one. Too small, too hobbled, too in the way. So while Stark and Yoren and the other men erected rude shelters, tended to horses and built a fire, it became his custom to take his fur and a wineskin and go off by himself to read. On the 18th night of their journey, the wine was a rare, sweet amber from the summer isles that he had brought all the way north from Casterly Rock, and the book, a rumination on the history and properties of dragons. With Lord Eddard Stark's permission, Tyrion had borrowed a few rare volumes from the Winterfell library and packed them for the ride north. He found a comfortable spot just beyond the noise of the camp, beside a swift-running stream with waters clear and cold as ice. A grotesquely ancient oak provided shelter from the biting wind. Tyrion curled up in his fur, with his back against the trunk, took a sip of the wine, and began to read about the properties of dragonbone. "Dragonbone is black because of its high iron content," the book told him. "It is strong as steel, yet lighter and far more flexible, and of course utterly impervious to fire. Dragonbone bows are greatly prized by the Dothraki, and small wonder. An archer so armed can outrange any wooden bow."